And joining us now is Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin, thanks so much for your time this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Purposefully working on a COVID relief package in the Senate.
Right, right. And that's what I want to talk about. I like the concept of the Farming Support to States Act, because it puts the decision making on how the money's going to be spent at that local level, right?
Exactly. You know, we've seen food supply chain disruptions that haven't really been experienced before this pandemic. And they differ from locality to locality, depending on the particular ag industries present in a region or a state. And so we need flexible funding to address these food supply chain disruptions so our farmers can get their products to market, whether it's to consumers at the grocery store or those in need at our food banks.
Yeah, the flexibility that would come along with Farming Support to States Act, I think it fits with the HEALS Act coming out of the Senate, but it takes it down to that state level where the decision is being made. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you know, most of the programs that are designed to assist farmers or processors or others on the food supply chain really don't look at the whole supply chain and the disruptions that we have seen in the U.S. since this pandemic began. And so this flexibility really allows us to have tactical solutions right on the ground, innovative solutions. And that's why it's gained the support of the National Association of State Ag Departments, as well as organizations like the Farm Bureau. And it's a bipartisan measure in the Senate because each of us across the country who represent ag states have seen different types of disruptions that need local solutions.
Yeah, technically it's a tripartisan, isn't it? You've got some independent support for this as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's good. It's got to feel good to work on a bill that is bipartisan. It doesn't happen a lot these days, Senator.
Yeah, it certainly needs to happen a lot more. In fact, it's impossible to get things through to be signed into law unless we do work on a bipartisan basis. And it's great when we can start on a bipartisan basis rather than not achieve that agreement till the very, very end.
Right. That is exactly right. How much money are we looking at for this bill?
Well, in comparison to so many of the other things we're talking about, it's $1 billion. Mm-hmm. It would supply funding for every state and would really allow the local and state ag departments to do some problem solving. I think of the disruptions we've seen in Wisconsin, where America's Dairyland. We saw some early significant disruptions because many processors of dairy products, cheesemakers, are set up for the food service industry. And obviously those orders just flattened when we had stay-at-home orders, et cetera. And yet we had food pantries and grocery store shelves that didn't have enough product because the demand there was much, much higher. It's heartbreaking to see dairy farms going out of business at a time when there's unmet demand. And, we can fix these things, but we have to be innovative and nimble on the ground.
And that's what this type of funding allows for. I like you said, in this day and age, $1 billion doesn't sound like a lot of money. In reality, it's a huge amount of money. And if you allow it to be a rifle shot instead of a shotgun approach, it becomes a very effective program in allowing some of these states to do what they've got to do to keep the supply chain up and running. I like it. Doug Goring likes it, from the National Director of of state ag directors, I guess. And if Doug's putting his support behind it, Senator, it's hard not to agree and hope that this gets passed.
Absolutely. We're pushing hard. We know that this is a vital piece of our response to this pandemic. With all the other issues that are going on, we don't want to be facing, dire hunger and nutritional crises.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a bill that I hope everybody takes a real close look at. Again, it's the Farming Support to States Act. It is a tripartisan bill, if you include Angus King out of Maine. And I hope that it gets the attention that it deserves. Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we will talk with you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. That is Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin.